This is Great FM.
Hello, welcome everyone. You're here with me, Ahalya, host of Great FM, our podcast series. And today we're spotlighting some interesting conversations and dialogues around themes of data-driven HR and people analytics, looking at what these new developments mean, how valuable they really are, and more. See, HR isn't merely a back-end operation. Now, it has well and truly evolved and established its value in taking a business and its ambitions forward, something that was amplified during the COVID-19 pandemic. So on today's podcast, we're featuring conversations and insights from Great HR's Parichay series that featured webinars on key topics and themes. The speakers that you will be hearing from are Megha Gupta, Director, HR, Fiserv; Samar Banerjee, Group Head, Human Resources, Berger Paints, India; Colin Mendez, Head of Human Resources, Voltas Beko; and Rajiv Nethani, VP and Chief People Officer at Infogain. Now, to understand the value that data-driven HR and people analytics brings to the table, it's important that we start with an overview of the landscape, right? So here is Megha's perspective on how HR analytics have changed the human resource landscape and why it's actually important for HR professionals to invest in analytics.
Today, if you step in the HR piece, you have a dedicated team of HR analytics who not just, you know, solve automated queries, which is related to, hey, what's my leave balance, to what's my XYZ, which is through AI, ML, chatbot that people are leveraging today, to even, you know, a lot of automation / analytics help HR people to move beyond the curb of thinking as simple as attrition. Today, you know, we always have been talking about attrition and, you know, what's the attrition rate of this year. To today, data can really give insights to an HR person to think beyond just what you can see, to say, hey, who are those 10 people who's going to attract it in the next 6 months, which is more, you know, leveraging all the insights that you have in the organization, feeding all that data together and saying, if these are the 30% that happen, what are the exact names of those people who are going to attrite basis, you know, all that analytics that you can put together, which is called the predictive attrition today. And that's the value that data, you know, comes to an HR space. I don't remember any meeting that starts without a data point to say that, oh my God, you know, this is what our pyramid structure looks like. This is what the diversity percentage looks like. In this diversity percentage, this much percentage of the people leave, which means average tenure of a woman to men is XYZ. Imagine what data throws you out from a number to say, now because of that, this should be my hiring strategy, this should be my learning strategy, this should be my retention strategy, and this should be my engagement strategy. Imagine one data point of saying, this is my pyramid, this is my diversity, what's the average tenure of person leaving, can decide four different parameters for you. I think that's the value data brings in. That's the value that HR leaders now need to start understanding and really connect the dots of everything from end to end that we do in HR and leverage that data that you have, make, you know, insights for your leaders. If most of the good organizations have started to have a hardcore analyst team within HR itself to make a couple of things. And I feel that's the future if I have to really talk about analytics in HR.
You're listening to Great FM.
A solid case for data analytics, it would seem. But, you know, when it comes to data, it's not just about the numbers. What do you actually do with this information at hand? That is what really matters. What is the value we're getting from analytics and big data? Here are Colin's thoughts on how analytics has helped position HR as a strategic partner in organizations and what key HR decisions should be data-driven in order to meet organizational goals. Very interesting.
How many of us are really using it to extract the fullest value that we can? We all have the data which we are leveraging really and making it very effective. But, you know, there are a number of KPIs which I'm sure most of us, you know, must be tracking. For example, employee demographics, headcount, attrition, you know, retention, risk factors, staff cost, and so on and so forth, you know. To my mind, HR analytics must go far beyond just extracting basic data. And I think it's very important here that first we need to identify and focus on what is the most urgent and most important to my organization. We need to start with the shoe really starts pinching us the most. And this key is where we can actually make a big impact. You know, that is what this is all about. So with the right data and insights, we can really focus on improving recruitment efforts today. We can focus on talent, creating talent pools. We can focus on enhancing productivity. We can focus on developing, developing various learning and intervention tools. Really, we can focus on reducing turnover. And, you know, Megha spoke about attrition, how we can handle that. We can focus on driving employee engagement and connecting people to the business, you know, to the extent possible. So you look at your various channels that you have and who is giving you the biggest bang for the buck, which is the most important thing. So is it your recruitment consultant who's really working tirelessly? Is it the job site that you've subscribed to? Is it the employee referral program that will help you determine and put more energy? I think these are important areas to think and reflect upon. The second thing is about attrition. And if you're facing attrition at the front line, you know, what you might want to look at retention data, you might want to look at hiring trends, you might want to, you know, track the position of the manager and the region and the location, you know, to see, you know, where is the problem and try and fix that. And of course, the other common aspect is about engagement. And this really envelopes the entire organization. Things like advocacy. Would someone want to recommend your company as a place to work? Loyalty. With how long would people stay with your company? Let me give you one last example, and that is on employee wellness. If I look at employee wellness in a more holistic way, you know, you look at how many times an employee visited the medical office. Correlate that with absenteeism, correlate that with leave, correlate that with pre-employment health checkups or annual health checkups, correlate that with insurance claims. This will give you a snapshot of your organization health. And this is where, you know, the power of analytics really can make a big difference.
This is Great FM.
Now, taking from that insight, Samar's perspective adds more depth to this point. He suggests that it's not the entry of big data that will change the game. It's actually how we look at that data, how we apply it to possible problems at hand, and also the quality of the insights that come from the data that will change the game. So in essence, it's understanding the needs that have to be met and how data can be used to address those needs. Take a listen.
So has really things have changed or we are looking at data differently is what has changed. Honestly speaking, I don't see there is much of novelty in terms of we, the HR guys, going gung-ho about big analytics and data analytics and we are using it and no one else is using it. So what has actually transformed in between is the faster rate of assimilation of those tools in the HR function. And if you look at the data analytics part today, it is typically the iceberg model. We were earlier looking at the data points from a very iceberg kind of a thing. The top 10% of the data was visible without really understanding or trying to go into the depth of it and seeing what is beyond this data, as Collins was very rightly pointing out. Delve into the data of attrition that is being happening in any of the industry. You will find typically the reasons why people leave is because of workplace behavior and workplace arrangements. And today we need to appreciate that the multi-generational workforce that is existing, the current generation, their aspirations, their needs, their requirements are entirely different from maybe a generation earlier than that. So unless we are able to understand and reorganize things in a manner that it meets their aspirations and requirements, so they're really not very excited to be with you and they will typically search for jobs. How your data analytics helps is the manager connect scorecard is what Collins was also referring to. So most of the good organizations, they run these periodic surveys, the mood analysis, the sentiment analysis, the connect scores, and also the connect score is then correlated with some of the business outcomes, whether the attrition is happening at X place or Y place, what is the reason, is the manager's behavior is the reason, or maybe there can be multiple other reasons which can then be generated from looking at the data analytics in the right perspective. So this data existed earlier also, but the way we are capturing and analyzing it has actually undergone a rapid transformation. It's more consistent, it is more accurate, it is real time, and it gives or throws up a lot of actionable insights. how can we prevent attrition or enhance our retention through these data analytics is, from whatever insights you are collecting out of this analytics, we'll have to work on them. How do we need to work on them? We carry out any engagement survey, or you carry out any sentiment analysis. You just cannot sit with that data. You have to start working on it. It can be around your engagement. It can be around your workplace environment. It can be around your workplace safety. It can be around multiple of such linkages, which are then to be understood. That can be a cause of concern, or it can be a disconnect with the current generation when they'll see their friends from the same college, from the same locality, working in an IT company or working from home, and I am from the same college with the same background, I'm working from office, I am commuting in spite of the threat of COVID, so I might look for a change then. Diversity and inclusion, which was something which we knew when we were sending out reports in the annual factory return, that number of women employed, but we never actually realized that this is so important for an organization's success. But today, that kind of insight is being brought to the board by the HR professional. So the responsibility is more with the HR professionals in terms of bringing out actionable insights from the data.
You're listening to Great FM.
And speaking of the future generation, Rajiv addresses a valuable aspect of this conversation today: how people analytics can actually facilitate employee productivity, identify and develop the next generation of leaders, either within the company or with new recruits, and track that behavioral improvement for further results. Interesting again, especially in the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's what he had to say.
The challenge has always been, how do we process the plethora of data from an efficient and impactful decision-making perspective? Right? There's so much of data which is available, but what is the way through which we process it? So when we talk about employee productivity, the first thing which is very important for us is to define the outcome we want to drive to our people analytics. Right? So we need to be very clear in terms of what is the productive work, right, and what is not. It should not happen that we just, without having defined that, without having defined what the end outcomes we require, we start talking about employee productivity. That won't make any sense. It's like you're on a pitch dark tunnel and you're just walking and without knowing where would you end up being, right? So how can you enable the employee productivity better from an analytics enablement perspective? So, you know, when we talk about augmented analytics in this context, which actually is leveraged through artificial intelligence and machine learning, because that's where, you know, you keep getting the insights from a data perspective, you will be in a better position to extract the insight and trends from that data. And also, what you could also as well do is you can leverage technology to provide a consolidated view to the individual on their performance basis stakeholder feedback. So for example, if suppose as an organization, you build 360-degree feedback mechanism, whether it is 180 or whatever the context be, and you also have a client service level feedback which is flowing, and how do you then integrate all of it together, which is the what part of his or her performance and the ecosystem from these feedback which is flowing from different stakeholder standpoint, including customer, and then actually helping person understand what is the overall contribution the individual is bringing on the table. And that would be a good technology-enabled journey which you can actually make possible for the individual to be able to identify the gaps in the performance. So for example, when the person is actually looking at those data trends that, okay, on a particular day in a week or a particular part of the core development, he or she was not able to actually do it right or could not deliver it on time, or there was a more time taken from an overall storyline perspective, etc. So that would be the real value add, right? And that will be enabled only through the technology, right? When at consolidated level, the manager is actually getting the view in terms of how each individual in the team is actually performing and what the gaps are, they can actually bring in the right intervention from their development perspective. Now, with respect to behaviors, which is the last leg of the question you had, I think basis the insights which analytics will drive, through various tools, systems, personalities, assessments, styles of leadership, behaviors of leadership. Also, and that will create a context of what are the strengths and weaknesses of the leaders, right? And that is where the analytics could play an important role in terms of giving me a lot of insight.
So big data, data analytics, people analytics, and how all of this interacts with the world of HR in today's world is a fascinating and expansive conversation, primarily because of the possibilities that come with it. I hope today's insights from our HR experts gave you more perspective and left you with a better understanding of this dialogue and the direction we need to take moving forward. That's all for today's conversation on Great FM. This is me, Ahalya, signing off, but I'll catch you very soon on another engaging podcast. Adios.
This is Great FM.